It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week marks a year since Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast. Neighborhoods disappeared underwater and over 100 people lost their lives. One of the problems persisting here in New York is keeping our transit systems from flooding. I can remember walking from Midtown through a darkened city last fall while the New York's Transit Authority was still assessing the damage, a lot of it from water. Well, a company has a techie solution to this, an inflatable plug that could be blown up to keep water out of a tunnel when flooding occurs. Dave Cadogan is engineering director at the company ILC Dover. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Ben.
Tell me what this thing is.
Well, it's kind of like the world's largest automotive airbag. It sits in a corner of a tunnel, and it deploys using inflation pressure, comes to full inflation, and then corks the tunnel so no water can get past it.
And how fast does it do this? I mean, does it deploy like an airbag? I mean, is it like pop and it's there?
Not quite that fast because there's a huge volume of air. But right now we're probably in about the 20-minute time frame to be at full pressure. But it looks like it's fully deployed in about 5 minutes.
And would these things be permanently installed in the tunnels and just sort of be triggered by something?
Some are permanently installed. And in our discussions with other people, they might want to bring plugs to certain strategic points during an event. So those wouldn't be pre-installed.
And this is made out of kind of the same fabric as some stuff that's on the Mars rover?
Yeah, it's the same material. It's called Vectran. It's a real high-tech fiber. It's very similar to Kevlar, but a little bit stronger and lighter weight, so we could make these plugs be smaller volume.
What are some of the hurdles for making this a piece of technology that, I don't know, the MTA here in New York uses on a regular basis? Do you think it's a convincing piece of tech?
Well, it certainly is convincing to us, and it's really interesting when you think about inflatable structures. People have this perception of inflatable structures being like latex balloons at parties that explode or pool toys that don't stay inflated for a long period of time. But the thing that we're talking about here, the resilient tunnel plug, is more like spacesuit technology that has to work every time. You know, that's what I like to tell people when we talk about using an inflatable structure in an application such as this.
Dave Cadogan is engineering director at ILC Dover. Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you much, Ben.
And before we go, NASA says it's discovered the first Earth-sized planet outside our solar system. Kepler-78b is rocky, like our planet, similar mass and size. It's got a lot of iron, even circling a sun every 8.5 hours. So just one problem, it's a tad hot. Or, as NASA called it, a blazing inferno. So, telescopers, keep looking for Earth part deux. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.